Monday afternoon, if you're in Iowa City, stop by the Voxman Music Building from 2 to 5. A legendary pianist and broadcaster will present a unique program, an installation called The Future is Female. Here to tell us about it is that award-winning pianist and broadcaster and producer, Sarah Cahill. Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Barney. It's wonderful to talk with you.
Great talking to you. You're on the phone from Berkeley, California. You've done so many innovative things over the years. One of the innovations on Monday is going to be that instead of a recital format, people can wander in and out, stay as long as they want. How did you come up with this format? What was on you?
Yeah, so it's going to be from 2 to 5, and as you say, people can walk around and come and go, and it's not meant to be a sort of sit-down and stay-there-the-whole-time concert. It's all music by women from the Baroque to the present day. So starting with a composer you know, Elizabeth Jacquet de la Guerre, who wrote her suite in D minor in 1707. And then from then on, so classical, romantic, early 20th century, and then a couple pieces one piece that I commissioned. And also from around the world, so composers from China and Azerbaijan and Lithuania and Venezuela. So the idea was to really be immersed in music by women. And I think the thing is that we all have to work a little bit harder and do the research and investigate and learn. And it's all a learning experience. So for me, it's taken some detective work, and this is what I love doing, is really, you know, who is there who's forgotten, and who is, I mean, when you look a little bit back in time, why do we hear so much Poulenc and not Germaine Taillefer, who was a member of Les Six, the only female member of that group? But why do we not hear her music more? I'm learning her ballade for piano and orchestra, which she wrote in 1920. And one's first reaction is, oh, this sounds a lot like the Ravel G major concerto. So it's easy to discount, you know, like, oh, this is an imitation of Ravel's G major concerto, until you realize that Ravel wrote his concerto 10 years later. So he wrote his concerto in 1930, and Taillefer's ballade was 1920. So whether she influenced him is unknown, but I just think, you know, why not play that piece instead of yet another Ravel G major concerto?
Exactly, exactly. I want to mention that nobody I know has done more learning new music, instigating new music, than you. You personally have premiered and commissioned or have been the person for whom something like over 60 new works have been written by some of the most important composers of our time, John Adams, Terry Riley, Julia Wolf. You learn a lot of music, Sarah, all the time. Tell us about that process.
I love learning new work. I love getting pieces from composers and just that breathtaking moment where you see the first page and you're just so excited to bring this new piece to life.
Well, Sarah Cahill, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, and I'm a great fan of your program, so it's wonderful to be on it.
And I'm a great fan of your program, too. So
thank you.
Thanks for being on mine.
Thank you.